Welcome to Spartan Mind, the newest addition to the Spartan Up podcast family. I'm Dr. L, Spartan's chief mind doc. I'm going to be here each Wednesday bringing you back to the couch to toughen up your mind, to get you super uncomfortable, working you through a little internal barbed wire so that you can increase your physical execution and your performance in life. So keep listening to the Spartan Up podcast that you're used to on Tuesdays. You'll find me here on Wednesdays and Spartan Way Habits on Thursdays. Now that's a trifecta. All right, Spartans, today we're talking about increasing your emotional acuity. What I mean by that is really checking in with your emotional state at any given time. The thing about emotions is that we actually can't control which emotions arrive. The only thing that we can control is how we respond. And if we're not checking into our emotional state, then our emotions are much more likely to impact our behaviors, our choices, and our ways of relating. You do this with your physical state, probably on the race course at any given moment. Just think about it. You've got Herquist coming up and a rope climb before that. If you're tuned into your physical state, you're going to adjust your technique for rope climb so that you've got the arm strength for Herquist. The same goes for your emotional state. We've got to be tuning into our body so that we can make more intentional choices. So that's a three-step process that I want you to think about. The first step is, where am I feeling? And this is where you do a body scan, a full body scan from head to toe, checking in with what's just going on in your body. Are you feeling tense in your shoulders? Are you feeling warmth in your heart? Are you feeling butterflies in your stomach? Knowing the emotional state in terms of how it's showing up in the physical sensations of your body is going to help you move into step number two. What emotion am I feeling? And this is where you want to expand your emotional vocabulary. Get outside of those typical words we use, angry, happy, sad. Use other words: inspired, honored, exasperated, exhausted, shameful, surprised, joyful, guilty, devastated. I want you to really use different emotional vocabulary so that you can actually hit the emotion on the spot and really identify it for what it is. And the third step is, how do I want to respond? And this is where you bring in intention with what you choose to do next with the emotion that you're feeling, just like you do for your physical state when you tune into your body. The same is true for your emotional state. So remember, that's a three-step process. We've got, where am I feeling? What am I feeling? And how do I respond? And that's how you increase your emotional acuity. If you like what you hear, spread the word. Tell your friends, subscribe and review on iTunes, or comment on YouTube. Then come tell us what you think. We're on Twitter @SpartanUpPod or Instagram @SpartanUpPodcast.